We figured we'd give. 24 minutes before 7 with the Grease Man. Yeah? Yeah, old daddy. Daddy wasn't the same as me. You know me, I'm a liberal thinker. But old daddy, he loved to get out there and harass IP. Like, we'd be just driving along, headed to the hardware store to get us some lug nuts. Daddy'd see an IP walking down the street. He'd roll down the window, pull right up to him and say, "Hey, buddy." And he turned around, daddy, and go, "Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka." And then take off as the IP came running after the car. Daddy was awful. Awful. There was times I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. But, you know, he was a product of his environment. I remember one time there was a whole bunch of them. He comes pulling up. He says, "Excuse me, y'all. Do you know the difference between IP receptacles and bowling balls?" They all just looked at each other. Daddy said, "If you had to, you could eat the bowling ball." We drove away with me cowering behind the seat as they opened up with everything they had. Daddy just loved it. I said, "Daddy, one day you're going to get us in real trouble doing that." He said, "Oh, hell, boy, I don't mean nothing. I ain't hurt nobody's." I said, "You ain't hurt nobody's feelings? How come they shooting at us every time you tell one of them jokes?" I mean, it was awful. One time there was a crowd, I'm playing stickball. Daddy just swerved right into him. Said, "Let me see how many points I can pick up. I bet you it's 10 points for that old man there. Here I come." They were ducking in the dodges. Yeah! Daddy just loved it. Loved it. He got so I wouldn't drive with him. Because I was so afraid we'd run into an IP that Daddy'd start something, you know? I was afraid Daddy one day would let his mouth write a check that his behind was going to have to cash. And sure enough, it happened one day. There was a whole crowd of IPs. Daddy said, "Hey, you hear y'all in for a new nice little holiday? October 2nd. They said, "October 2nd? Don't understand it." He said, "That's the day the new El Dorado's come out." And Daddy said, "Ah!" And he hit the gas and the car stalled. He tried to start that thing, it wouldn't start. We were sitting there surrounded. They started coming at us yelling,
"Wakanda Matuso! Robata!"
I said, oh, Daddy, now you've done it this time, oh, Daddy! Well, they dragged us out of that car, it was awful. Before I knew what was happening, both me and Daddy was getting there. Oh, they had me over the fender of that 67 Biscayne, and buddy! Daddy was on the other side so we could face each other, both of us with our faces scrunched up like Charlie Chan. "Daddy, how can you do this? How can you do it, Daddy?" He said, "One thing, boy. Years from now, when people ask you about your background, you'll never forget the way you was reared, will you?" It was awful. Finally, they turned us loose, and by that time, the engine had unflooded itself, and we went home. We didn't say nothing to Mama. We just walked in the day, sat down, and turned on the TV set, and wouldn't you know, of all things to be on TV, there was a little show on the Bicentennial, and it showed all these guys in Revolutionary War attire loading muskets. Yeah, they was loading muskets. I'll never forget me and Daddy looking at each other with a pained expression on our faces. We saw them guys tramping home the powder and the bullet and the wad with that ramrod. Finally, Daddy said, "Boy, turn the station, man. Turn the station, boy. I can't look at that. Oh, my God, it was awful."
Or all of the above.
What?
He's the Grease Man on DC 101.
All of the above what? What do you thought?